Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm a little bit excited. But anyway, we are going to talk a little bit about Juneteenth and what's coming up Juneteenth weekend, a variety of things going on. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about something that happened yesterday in relation to Juneteenth. And we're going to have Stephanie Dukes with us today to help me get through this program today to discuss Juneteenth. Good morning, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good morning, Gretchen, and good morning to your listening audience. We're doing great over here.
Wonderful, wonderful. By the way, when you hear Stephanie say over here, it's because we don't live exactly close to each other, close enough, I guess, but she's in Lake County, and I'm in Orange County, so in Florida, for those of you that are not in Florida. So, we still remain close in a variety of ways. And so thank you, Steph. So yesterday the Senate passed the bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday unanimously. It says without a roll call vote or objections from the chamber. So it says the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act heads to the House for approval. This is from USA Today. If it passes and Joe Biden signs it into law, every federal employee will be granted a day off to commemorate June 19, 1865, the day enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, discovered President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation and freed enslaved African Americans in rebel states 2.5 years earlier. That day is known also as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day. So the bill has been introduced before, but it was reintroduced in February to designate it a federal holiday. So now let me ask you this. What are we to do with that? Because the reason I say that, that's nice, that's great, but is this just another excuse to get the day off? Okay. And keep in mind, it just says federal employees. It doesn't say, you know, everybody is going to get it off, so we don't know what's going to happen with that. The MLK holiday is another one of those days that we got it off to commemorate MLK. But my concerns is that while we're commemorating it, I hate being so negative, but is this an appeasement? You know, because we're still fighting the voting rights, issue that's still going on. And my thing is, if you want to really do something to commemorate freedom, you know, let's stop with this going round and round with the voting rights thing and just let everybody to, I know there needs to be accountability, but they even said this time around, even in Florida where we've had hanging chads and other issues in the past, that our vote went relatively well. I know that we anticipated, because I work the elections. We anticipated having problems. We didn't, you know, it was no big deal, no problems. Everybody did what they were supposed to do, you know, not a whole lot of issues. So I'm just saying that, and then also now we're fighting this effort to keep Black history out of schools. That's another thing. You know, no one wants to hear the bad part about our history. You know, they say it's anti-American. I mean, American history is American history, good, bad, whatever. It's history. So that's just my opinion. Steph.
And I like your opinion. You know, that's where we need to start, is how do we move from there to positivity? You know, you said it, you called it to be your negative insight, but how do we move from there? How do we use these holidays as stones to building a rapport so we don't have such legislation and laws that passed recently in Florida? How do we get there and get there without continuously, I had a friend this morning talking about, let me get out off of the mouse merry-go-round, you know, Ferris wheel. So what we have to do is, I like that the fact that, yes, in some towns, anything that passes unanimously and the Republicans don't say anything, and by the same token, Democrats on the other side don't say anything, we have to look at it as, okay, what are we trying to appease here? So I do agree with you there. I think in light of everything that happened with George Floyd, I think this is one of those things where they say this is some ground that we can give on a national, on a federal holiday. And I think it's up to us to decide then how do we use this day of recognition to our advantage, a lot of the celebrations that are going on. I have never seen this many advertisements, and I'm not a TV watcher, so someone else correct me if I am wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen so much advertisement over Juneteenth events for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That they're really being publicized, the media are having these conversations. So I do believe that we are taking a step in the right direction, not only to celebrate, but to effectuate change.
So now let's talk about, I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
No, I was through. Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, and there are a variety of events going on, not necessarily directly related to Juneteenth, but there are some other events that have been tied into it that are generating awareness about some other things. For example, it just so happens that June 19th is also World Sickle Cell Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the World Health Organization and the United Nations recognize sickle cell disease as a global public health priority, and in order to raise awareness of the disease, designated 19th of June every year as World Sickle Cell Day. Now, the irony is, the interesting thing is that people, African Americans are the ones that are most likely to have issues with sickle cell that we know of, at least in this country. It says here, in terms of sickle cell trait, amongst individuals with ancestral roots in regions of the world traditionally affected by malaria, the prevalence of the gene for sickle cell disease may be as high as 1 in 4, 25% of the population. And so it says here, South Asia, Southern Europe, Middle East, African, Mediterranean, and Caribbean. So one of the things that's occurring this weekend in honor of that, and, you know, that would also kind of recognize a way to I guess you could say, address or talk about sickle cell, I mean, Juneteenth and sickle cell, is One Blood, which is the place where we do blood donations here, you know, because a lot of during disaster times, it's the Red Cross but here in Florida, it's not the Red Cross. It's One Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so through June 30th, they are accepting blood donations to honor that. They're also going to do something else in September, but they are also taking blood right now through June 30th, and they'll give you a T-shirt and a $20 gift card. So all you have to do is go to oneblood.org and make an appointment. You also see those big red buses or little red buses or whatever if you go to some, you see them in parking lots, different places. And I used to donate, before I found out I had a thyroid issue, I used to donate. So if you're looking for something positive to do on Juneteenth, this would be something to do, is to seek out one of those buses, or to go to oneblood.org, which I will post on the Bees Power Hour Facebook page, and I'll also post information on World Sickle Cell Day, and you can find out more about that. But that's one thing you can do positive. So, you know, instead of eating too much, drinking too much, and, you know, I mean, you got to do that every now and then. But in it, maybe, you know, do a blood donation, you know, to help somebody out. You know, we are in disaster season right now, unfortunately. So,
you know, and I can talk firsthand about sickle cell anemia because it does affect my family personally. And
right.
When I was in high school, part of the Futures Homemakers of America, I did a piece on genetic disorders. So sickle cell does affect in the Black community, one out of every four. If you have it in your family, it's one out of every four would possibly have the sickle cell disease itself. Two children would possibly have the trait. And then there's one that will possibly not have the trait nor the disease. So it's a disease or a sickness that is very, very sickness. It's where the cells are sickled. They aren't shaped round to make it easy for them to flow through the body. And it becomes very, very debilitating. So it is something that, and what happens is one of the treatments that we have while we're asking for the donations is that they can be treated with transfusions to help them along the way. Now, the body then, you know, continuously will produce more sickle cells. So the transfusions have to occur sometimes a little more than often for some patients, and in others, you know, it makes it easier, because what happens is when those cells are sickle like that, it begins to break down the bone. We have bone deterioration that happens. Hip replacements have to occur. And knee joints, you know, different things like that. So that is why it's important that they're highlighting the blood transfusions, because we do need the donations to assist with the transfusions. So, hey, everyone out there, you know, before you go get your party on, go get your give us some of your blood, please.
Yeah, beforehand. Definitely beforehand.
Way beforehand. We don't want the alcohol syndrome in there.
No,
right,
not at all.
That's right. Want it healthy as possible. So thank you for highlighting that. Also, Gretchen, I failed to remember when we talked earlier about the Senate and House passing the bill. Please send your congresspeople a note saying thank you, because a lot of times we talk about doing the drives when there's something we do not like. We flood their offices with notes, letters, cards, phone calls. Let's flood the office when they do something that we have agreed on, and
that
works
so
in
true.
Our favor also.
That is so very true. So, like I said, there are other things. We're going to take a quick break because there's other stuff coming up, too, this weekend as we celebrate Juneteenth. This is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I'm on with my friend Stephanie Dukes. If you know of something going on that you want to share, the number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are just kind of giving you a weekend update of things that are going on this weekend because it is Juneteenth on Saturday, but there are a variety of events, some celebrating Juneteenth and some that are other events that are maybe related. Also, let's see here, UCF, let me see if I can pull this up, is celebrating on the 18th between 2 and 5 p.m. a Juneteenth showcase at the Pegasus Ballroom. It's supposed to have music and arts and other types of celebration. And so I'm going to find that information, grab that information, put that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So getting a little bit of a head start, that's going to be Friday, June 18th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Pegasus Ballroom at the University of Central Florida. So, you know, you might want to jump in on that and get an early start. So, I know, Stephanie, you told me about an event that's coming up this weekend, too. We might have someone on later in the show to discuss that, too, but and we're going to touch on it a little bit because it's kind of related to what I was talking about before in terms of, you know, while we celebrate Juneteenth and we celebrate freedom, what about our freedoms when it comes to voting? So you want to talk a little bit about that, Steph?
Exactly. There are two young ladies out of Lake County who have started a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, that's called All About the Ballot. They will be having an event celebrating June 10th, the Freedom Day celebration in Mount Dora this Saturday, June 19th, from 12 to 4. And this organization is all about doing what you were talking about, Gretchen, taking a holiday and let's turn it into a powerful event. How do we have power in our community? Let's talk about the ballot. It's all about the ballot, where the civic engagement happens. So they're going to have free food, music, voters registration, voters education, as well as some raffles, a good old-fashioned cakewalk, face painting, balloons. And they're going to have a live performance by Ruth King. And so we want everyone to come out and enjoy themselves, as well as I'm asking for volunteers to come out and help because we also are having a phone calling session where we're able to phone call those and give them some little voter education. That's going to be our voters education piece with this. So we want you to come out, have a great time. You can find out more about us on All About the Ballot. The young ladies who are the founders and co-founders is Cassandra Brown and May Hazington. They're putting their time and effort for where their mouth is. When we say there needs to be change in the community, they are talking about change. They're sponsoring this event, and they're co-sponsors are groups like the Black Women Roundtable, the Tri-City NAACP, Ben and Jerry's, the Florida Health Department, the Southern Poverty Law Center, well as the ACLU is giving us the voting bank, helping us with the voting bank, phone bank that we're going to be doing, and Black Voters Matter. These are bringing groups together in our community, as well as I have some volunteers from Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, as well as some volunteers from the National Council of Negro Women, who are going to be helping us with some phone banking. So We're all coming together to do what we can do to show why did it take 2-3 years later amongst the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation for the word to get to Galveston, Texas, to let our people go. What we do, what do we need to do to make sure information and power does not leave our community and fall on deaf ears? You know, these are the things because the information sometimes is in the community, but it is how it arrives. This information had to arrive by troops, to arrive by a general being forceful about there is no slavery, there will be no slavery, and others to say, oh, yes, there will be. We will do it just a little more creatively. So these are the things we need to be aware of.
Yeah, and I think May is going to try to call in to talk a little bit more about what's going on this weekend as well. So, but in the meantime, while we're waiting for her, I wanted to talk about another event that's coming up this weekend on Saturday. I think Bronze Kingdom is one of the is the host of this. It's a virtual panel. It's Saturday from noon to 4, and I'm trying to share it now on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. It's called Unity Juneteenth Celebration, Black Excellence, A State of Mind. And so it's from 12 to 4, and I think it's virtual. And it's Congresswoman Val Demings and Mayor Jerry Demings are supposed to be part of this, as well as Nadine Mentor Williams, who is the founder and president of Mentor Holdings and Investments, the moderator Isu Matt, who's Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. And then Bronze Kingdom is going to have, an event surrounding that with music and some other activities going on. So you have to register at unityjuneteenth.eventbrite.com to get the link. So, like I said, I am trying to share that on Deep Power Hour Facebook page, but that should be a powerful event coming up this Saturday, too. So in the midst of you doing all your celebrating, you know, let's take some time and sit down and hear what these leaders in our community have to say about Juneteenth and how we, I guess, raise the level of our thinking when it comes to our community and how we can improve ourselves and improve our community. So it should be interesting.
You know, I like their theme for the event. It's up your game, control your destiny, and sustain your success. And that's kind of what we've been talking about today. You know, how do we up our game, then control the destiny, and sustain it? Within our community, if we look about our wealth in the community, both economically and political wealth, holding on to it, how do we sustain it, has been the struggle for us. When we look at just last a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Black Wall Street, how it was burned and taken away from us without any, you know, punitive damages to those who did it. You know, it's like, how do we sustain our success? How do we put laws in place to make sure that others who victimize us have, that there's a recourse in our system of justice? So how do we sustain those successes and to make sure? So I like their theme there, up your game, control your destiny, and sustain your success.
That is so true. I mean, because that is the key thing, is sustainability. Because if there's no way to sustain whatever progress you make, it's kind of like reinventing the wheel all over again. You know, it fades out, and then it's like, oh, we need to do this. And it's like, well, that's been done. What, you know, the thing is, we need to look at why it didn't last. You know, why do we have to keep going back and starting over? That's the problem.
Yes, and a lot of it is our laws. When we look at it, Gretchen, because one of my idols was Madam C.J. Walker. And as I began to research, and I was like, wow, that was a lot of wealth, a millionaire. And then we didn't hear about it again until Oprah Winfrey come along. I was like, wow, what is really going on here? And then when we really look at it, it was our laws. And we have to learn to harness our political power. We really must learn to do that. Okay, I'm going to get off that political thing.
Well, I mean, it's a part of it, but yeah, I mean, we need to figure out we have to look at how we harness all the power that's available to us. It's not just political power. We need to learn how to harness spiritual power. We forget that we are also we are spiritual beings as well as physical beings, and so we need to we just kind of dismiss that aspect of our lives. You know, and I know I'm going off on a tangent a little bit, but I mean, we gotta understand is that it's the spiritual aspect of our lives that sustain us through all of our difficult times and cause us to triumph. You know, when our ancestors were in slavery, they relied on their spirituality. In addition to being strategic and, you know, as things went on, being political or whatnot, it was the spirituality that got them through when nothing else was there, you know. And so we tend to kind of dismiss the spiritual aspects of our lives or compartmentalize it. And we don't realize the power that we get and the power that can sustain us from relying on the spiritual aspects of our lives. And until we do that, I think we are going to keep reinventing the wheel, so to speak. Yeah, I hate to say that.
I think the key word for us is balance, that we have to realize that we must have balance not only in our everyday individual lives, but also in our community. That too much of one thing and not enough of another is not good for us. A lot of time people place our community back in the day as, oh, they're so religious. Oh, they just depend upon, you know, everything has to be religion with them. Can they talk about anything but religion? And we had to learn that, yes, that was where, and others had to see that that's where our strength came from. And it is the core of who we are to overcome as well as to sustain. But we had to learn as we branched out and doors was open to not let go of our core, our religious base, but to expand ourselves to take it to the next level, to be more balanced in our lives, for our family, our religion, economically, as well as mentally and physically. You and I talk about this thing of getting up early in the morning and exercising, taking care of our physical body, as well as I have to get up early in the morning to take care of my spiritual body. You know, I've got to take care of my mind first, then my physical body, economically, then our social gatherings. Because, you know, I heard you when you said don't overindulge in eating and drinking. You know, we have to make sure social lives are at a balance. And we have to look at the success of not only ourselves, our households, but as well as our community. We have to learn how to balance all of that. So it's
basically... We're talking about... Yeah. Because I always think about the Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi, and one of his phrases always was, you must have balance. And I always bring that to mind because that is important in terms of being able to balance. You know, people think, I know some people that think when you talk about vacations, oh, vacation is a waste of time. Oh, vacation is you know, a waste of money. Oh, you know, whatever. Vacations are for those that can afford it. No, vacations are a way of getting out of your day-to-day situations and being able to get back to yourself and kind of reassess your life and just take a break for a minute, because everything and every person needs to be recharged so you can get back in and fight whatever fight that you're fighting. You can't just drain yourself and have nothing left. So anyway, we are talking about celebrating Juneteenth this weekend, and there's a lot of different things going on, so we're just running that down, and I'm posting what I'm finding on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. Today, I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes, and we're talking about a variety of Juneteenth activities and also the fact that Juneteenth may become a federal holiday that has been passed unanimously by the Senate, and we're just awaiting a couple of things. And by the way, one of them is going to be hopefully the president's signature. And by the way, that if you guys have been following, there was a meeting today between Vladimir Putin of Russia and our president, and apparently that has ended. It seems like it wasn't that long. So it'll be interesting to find out what came out of that. But in the meantime, is this May that we have on the phone with us?
Yes, it is. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. So introduce yourself and tell us all about the ballot there.
Yes, it is all about the ballot. My name is Mae Hazelton, and along with Cassandra Brown, I'm co-founder of All About the Ballot. I see you have Stephanie Dukes is going to be on the line. She could probably tell you a lot about what we're doing in our community. We're building community
spirit. We're going into the heart of our community where our front yards are. Our front yards are in our community. So we're taking it, we built it around, taking it to the beauty shops, the barber shops, the basketball courts, and the barbecue stands. But then COVID hit, and we had to figure out a new way to do this. But we're taking that. We're building that coalition in our community, that community spirit. So when we start talking about what we really want to discuss, which is voter information and voter education, we built it, and our community is listening to us. We've got to get back to where we listen to each other and we trust each other. So we've done series of events over the last year, our latest of which will be Juneteenth down in Mount Dora, Florida. We have a great event planned. We've got the health department coming down. We've got free food, great barbecue and seafood, voter registration and education, some community vendors, events for the kids. We got African mask face painting. Ruth King, which is a local artist, she's great. She's going to be there doing a live performance. But the bottom line is, it's all about the ballot. And I want to say this. Our vote matters, and we as people, our votes matters, and we as voters matters. If it were not so, they wouldn't try so hard to stop us from voting. And so we've got to get that ingrained in our spirits. And that's what all about the ballots are. We're taking it home. We're taking it to our front yards in our community. So we're having an event this coming Saturday on June 19th. Yay! From 10 to 4 p.m. Yay! Woo! You know, as the kids say, I'm doing my woe. I'm doing my woe right now. It's at 1412 North Grandview in Mount Dora, Florida. It's going to be a great event, family friendly, and we're just out as again. We spent a year away from each other. We're coming back out. We're getting used to being in each other's atmosphere, and we're creating an atmosphere where we are trusting each other again. But the conversation is about voting. It's all about the ballots. They've done what they intend to do with these restrictive rules and regulations and laws, but they have not stopped us in 100 years. This is emancipation, and they won't stop us now. And we're just going to celebrate who we are. They've had chains on us, and they continue to try to put chains on us. Now it's voting change. We got through it in Jim Crow. We'll get through it now. We are all about the ballot.
All right, now. Really appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward. We're going to post some of that information on the Jeep Power Hour Facebook page as well, because, like I said, it's got to be more about than about just some free time and some overeating. We got to do some things that are going to be significant to celebrate and to continue the freedoms that we've earned. So thank you so much, May. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks.
You have a blessed day now. Be well.
You have a blessed day. All right.
Take care.
You know, Gretchen, as May was talking, it's very, very important that we understand that she says, I like where the initiatives where she's talking the all about the ballot, their volunteers are taking it to, as she say, our front yard, the places where you see us, where we relax, where we conversate, where you find a lot of our information is exchanged, the barbershop, the beauty shop, basketball court, the barbecue stands, where we are relaxed, where we trust one another. We trust our hairstylist. You know, this is the woman or the guy who will pick our hair, grow or bald us, okay? Our barbershop, our barber can, you know, taper it, make our men and our women, you know, because I go to one that does my hair that, you know, edges me up really, really nice. They will make our men look good, or they was like, what in the world happened to you? You know, this is where the basketball courts, you know, exercising, where we talked about keeping that, keeping it real, keeping our bodies tight. But it's a lot of junk talking going on out there on those courts. But it's a lot. It's like golf. These are where deals are made, are broken in our communities. That so it's just as important as making golf. There's a lot of trash talking going on, but it's a lot of good, really, really serious information that is exchanged there too. And barbecue stand, woo, come on now. When we talk about going to the best place to eat in the community, you know, you can exchange some really solid information there. So these are the places where, when we talk about, just like you said, how do we turn this into a powerful celebration of a federal holiday? You know, Martin Luther King is the day we celebrate a man who was carrying an ideal. But this is a federal holiday that is all about power. It's like July 4th. This is our July 4th, the day we was freedom, that sparks and everything should go off in our community. This is when the last, you know, we say we're only as strong as our weakest link. This is when the last of us, Florida was next to the last to receive the information about the Emancipation Proclamation, and Texas was the last. So this is our Freedom Day. This is it, and we have to learn to show it with such powerful. How do we turn around and let this day be a day of powerful? And I know that All About the Ballot, that group has really harnessed how to take this day and turn it into power. We just have to get behind it and push it with the voters' registration, voters' education, as well as enjoy our cakewalk. And as I like how she said, the mask face painting, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing some of that.
For sure. Now, we got another event coming up. Well, another couple of events coming up. I'm trying to keep up with it. And so in Winter Park, there's an event coming up. Oh, where did I just lost it. Anyway, just one moment. It's at the Hannibal Square Heritage Center. Winter Park Public Library and Winter Park Parks and Recreation are hosting this event. It's called it's an annual Juneteenth celebration called Knowing and Remembering. This is Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hannibal Square Heritage Center. They're going to have guest speakers and live performances, food trucks and more. They're hosting the exhibition Preserving the Past and Looking Toward the Future, a celebration of Hannibal Square. So that is also going to be this weekend. Barbara Chandler, who we've had on our show before to talk about Hannibal Square and Black History Month celebrations, she is the person that I guess is spearheading this. And she was going to try to be on it, but her day is tight, but I'm going to be posting some information about this celebration on the G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. So that's another event. So don't come up and say you don't have anything to do this weekend. I don't even want to hear it. I mean, I unfortunately am going to be out of town this weekend. Otherwise, I'd be into some of this stuff. But I just, you know, think that it's wonderful. Like you said, for the first time in a long time, or first time ever, it just seems like there's so much going on. You know, there are events out there for us to celebrate. Another one that's coming up, too, is in Sanford. And let me see if I can find that. Oh, and then, well, geez, I've been finding a whole bunch of stuff. But let me find the Sanford event, because what it is that they're going to be celebrating on Sanford Avenue in an area. Okay, it's Juneteenth on Sanford Avenue, And that's going to be also June 19th from 11 to 7. So you can do some of those other things a little bit earlier and then get down to, I think it's Chantel's. It says, years ago, Sanford Avenue was the Black Business District. So on June 19th, there will be a street closure for the block of Sanford Avenue between 6th and 5th Street. And so they're going to have part of 5th Street closed for staging and live performances. So they're inviting everybody to come out and enjoy a barbecue. And then they've got special guest and keynote speaker, Dr. Alza Reddick. He's author of the Juneteenth Bill in Florida. So that I'm going to post that as well. But, so it's not just – it's Winter Park, it's Orlando, it's Mount Dora, it's Sanford. It's all over, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, because the wonderful thing about that, we want to make sure that as much coverage all over the Central Florida area is provided so that knowledge of what has happened and what we do not want to continue to happen is spread around our communities, that we use this event of Juneteenth this weekend, because most people say, well, why are you having so much and why is it everywhere? Because we are everywhere. And if each group can touch one, can bring one, can keep the conversation going, then we can continue to harness our power. Channel 6, News 6, is having a conversation called Real Talk, a candid conversation on what has changed and where we still need to go. It is very, very important that we do not just let it die and becomes what you say, Gretchen, just become a day we want to get up, celebrate, have a good time, and then do not remember the meaning and keep going with making sure that we are able to hold on, sustain ourselves, and that we pass it on to the next generation. Thing gets better each day as each day goes on, so that we can enjoy that quality of life that is called justice and freedom for all. So we will have the American dream of what we dream as far as living in that picket fence, and I call that picket fence safety, that I can live in my corner of the world safe, that I don't have to worry about the neighbors who are passing by, that they're going to bomb my house, destroy my property, but that they're going to be neighborly and say hello. But that fence, that picket fence, represents safety. And then everything behind that is the American dream, to have a nice home. That home is provided from a quality job, that no matter whether I'm an entrepreneur or whether I decide to support someone else's dream by working in their company, I am able to have fair wages, a safe workplace, as well as be able to be sociable in that workplace with my peers, and then come home, be able to enjoy my family, our lifestyle inside our house, as well as outside in the yard, play, have a good time, and then go on those family vacations that I heard you talking about. You know, that is what Juneteenth is all about, justice and freedom for all.
So we're going to take a quick break, but Steph, I need you and Mayor Cassandra, somebody has got to get me a flyer or something, because I need the address, because the information you sent me did not have the address, and I've already gotten an email back saying I need the address. So,
okay,
anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. The number, if you have any events that you know of this weekend to celebrate Juneteenth, 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
You, your family, and your friends are invited to
Embrace Richland County Gospel Brunch,
Sunday, June 20th at 1 p.m. at the Wiley Kennedy Family Life Center, located at 1034 Eastman Street in Columbia, South Carolina. You can also enjoy it virtually via live stream. It's a great way to celebrate Father's Day with the family. Enjoy soul-stirring gospel music and on-site a mouth-watering brunch. For your safety, we will be adhering to COVID-19 protocols. Get your tickets before May 30th and they're only $15, $20 after that, or you can just simply buy a table. Tickets available only at Eventbrite. Sharing music selections will be international gospel star Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilaires, saxophonist Dante Lewis, and Jacqueline Kendrick Dance Ministry.
This powerful event is sponsored by the Wiley Kennedy Foundation
and the great folk at Richland County. You don't want to miss this fantastic celebration, so join us Sunday, June 20th at 1 p.m.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm here with Stephanie Dukes, my friend Stephanie Dukes. She's helping me run down the stuff that's going on this weekend in celebration of Juneteenth. And before I forget, let us not forget Kissimmee. There's something going, there's a festival in Kissimmee, and let's see here, and I'm posting that as well, and my computer's slow because I got too much going on it. That's the Kissimmee Juneteenth Festival. It's free. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Juneteenth, Saturday. Kissimmee Juneteenth Festival, a celebration of community, culture, and unity that is perfect for the entire family. Annual commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States and community celebration of African American culture, including live music, delicious food, and craft vendors. So you've got that going on. And then, I got so much going on. Aha. There is an event coming up on in Maitland, Facets of Freedom, a celebration of Juneteenth by Black Theater Girl Magic Incorporated. So that is going on as well, and we're going to post that as well. And a portion of the proceeds from this, it said donations and proceeds will go to funding events that will uplift and support Black and brown women in the arts. So that should be very, very interesting. And that is on Eventbrite. And by the way, just to let you know, this stuff is not necessarily all that hard to find anymore. You know, a lot of stuff is like word of mouth, or you had to know somebody that knew somebody and all of that. This stuff, all you have to do is a search. And a lot of this stuff, there's a list of stuff that's popping up right now. So it's not hidden anymore. So, just to let you know. Steph, are you there?
I am here. I had to restrain myself when you say it's not hidden anymore. I had to restrain myself there a moment because they would like to hide it. Believe me, you know.
I don't think anybody was trying to hide it. It's just that, you know, and one of the things that I really would like to see that we really need to focus on in our communities, you know, is marketing. Because we have these wonderful events, and, you know, it's a matter of getting the word out about them, you know. And so, like I said, fortunately, you know, thank you, social media, for that much. You know, you can put it on Facebook. You can put it on Twitter. You can put it on Instagram, wherever you need to put it. And it's just out there now. So that's a wonderful thing. But like I say, all you got to do is do a search. There's a bunch of stuff on Eventbrite. There's a bunch of stuff on Google that, you know, you can, you know, go for it, you know. And then what I'd like for you to do is, after this weekend, just share it with me. You know, hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. Share it with me so I can, you know, share it with everybody so we can know what's going on out there and celebrate together. That would be
most
really nice.
Most definitely. Yeah. I think that's what, when we talk about that marketing and accountability piece right there, Gretchen, is talk about, share with us what you did to harness your power for the weekend. Did you take someone along to one of these events?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just go just by yourself to see how it was going on, what was going on? Did you even search some of the Facebook? Like you said, you can get out there and do a Google search. Did you go out there and search for it and found, say, you know what, I wasn't able to attend the event, but I did go to their Facebook page, and I did like it, and I did follow them, so that it's not just a one-day event that you attended, but you are carrying on the message and the mission of this weekend,
mm-hmm.
of the Juneteenth celebration. Go to some of these Facebook pages, like them, follow them, learn what they're about. Work with some of them who align with your values, align with your mission, to see if a lot of these groups are nonprofits. They need assistance. They need volunteers.
Mm-hmm,
so
definitely.
How much that happens.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, plan your weekend out. Get your calendar out. Seriously.
Yes.
Go donate some blood. If you can't get out, you know, there's this virtual presentation that they've got going on. Unity Bronze Kingdom, 12 to 4, Unity Juneteenth Celebration, Black Excellence, a State of Mind. All you got to do is go on Eventbrite and register. It's an online event, 12 to 4. So even if you can't get out, you know, do that. You know, but if you can get out, there's just have a good time enjoying. And you know, you were talking about people asking about, why is there so much, you know, what's the big deal about Juneteenth? Okay, the big deal is, yes, we do have the 4th of July, and we should celebrate the 4th of July, the independence of our country in general. But unfortunately, there were people that were unable to celebrate that as truly free people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you can celebrate. There are people who can celebrate this as truly free people. This was when some people were truly free. And there were still some that missed out on this. But we're trying to include everybody. We have to have a day. This is the day of celebrating, you know. So, yeah, okay. I said, don't eat too much, just a little bit. You can go ahead and do that, but just keep in mind that, you know, whatever you put in, you know, remember it's the temple that you are putting stuff in. I always have to look at it, and I mean, I'm failing a lot, so I'm really trying. You know, ask Stephanie. I was huffing and puffing with her this morning on Zumba on the phone. Okay.
We had a good time.
I said, wait a minute. but yeah, you got to, you know, whatever you can do to take care of the temple, you know, but every now and then you can treat the temple a little bit with something. And like you said, there's going to be a lot of good cue out there. So enjoy it. Just everything in moderation, y'all. So. Tomorrow, we have Burton Kelso, our Tech Thursday guru. So make sure you join us then. Thank you, Stephanie, for hanging out again. Really appreciate
it. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
And also, I just want to thank again the men that were on talking about Father's Day yesterday and being stepping up and being really great dads. Paul, Burton, Kevin, and James. Really appreciate you all. You know, taking the time out of your busy schedules. So talk to you tomorrow. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, this is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and all real power comes from God. Take care.